President Trump says that his pick for National Intelligence Director has decided to withdraw from the running. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a tweet, President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe will stay in Congress rather than pursue the position of National Intelligence Director. Citing what he describes as unfair media coverage, Trump says he explained to Ratcliffe how miserable it would be for him and his family. And rather than going through months of slander and libel, the Texas Republican decided to return to Capitol Hill. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former special counsel Robert Mueller during a House Judiciary Committee hearing last week. Intelligence experts have criticized his lack of experience in the intelligence field. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. and China are both digging in as trade wars intensify. The AP's Ed Donahue.
After announcing new tariffs, President Trump says the U.S. has been treated unfairly.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China, because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
The president says this will not have an impact at home.
The tariffs are not being paid for by our people. It's being paid for by China.
But economists say the tariffs would start to bite consumers and retailers leading into the holidays. Zhang Jun is China's ambassador at the United Nations.
If U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight.
China is threatening retaliatory tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
South Korea says it will remove Japan from its list of preferred trading partners in retaliation for Japan making the same move against South Korea. That's according to the Yonhap News Agency. It also said that Sungyong Mo, the Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy, declined to elaborate on how many items could be affected by South Korea's removal of Japan from that list. This is VOA News. The U.S. House trade, I should say the U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as did the deficit.